Culture. Cultural diversity and families' considerations for us all. Introduction to cultural competence. Hello, and welcome to the Cultural Diversity and Families' Considerations for Us All, an introduction to cultural competence. Cultural diversity is not a one-size-fits-all topic. As with any topic, each of you will take away something different. Today, we will explore what culture has to do with your work and why it deserves a seat at the table, as well as providing you with basic information that you can use in your practice, teaching, and/or coaching of others that elicits conversation about culture and its intersection with families, programs, and classrooms. It addresses the necessity of responding to the culture of others in order to better understand how you can be effective providers, coordinators, and teachers from a variety of disciplines. How much do you know about culture? How comfortable are you with talking about culture? One of the first steps toward understanding cultural diversity is cultural knowledge, a familiarization with selected cultural characteristics, history, values, belief systems, and behaviors of members of another ethnic group. The next step is having a cultural awareness, knowing that cultural differences as well as similarities exist without assigning values, for example, better or worse, right or wrong, to those cultural differences. Following cultural awareness is cultural sensitivity, developing sensitivity and understanding of another ethnic group. This usually involves internal changes in terms of attitudes and values. Awareness and sensitivity also refer to the qualities of openness and flexibility that people develop in relation to others. Cultural awareness must be supplemented with cultural knowledge. Our ultimate step is cultural competency, which evolves over time through the process of attaining cultural knowledge, becoming aware of when cultural behaviors, values, beliefs, and practices are being demonstrated. Sensitivity to these behaviors is consciously occurring as you purposely utilize culturally based techniques in dealing with the workplace and with service delivery. Lisa Delpit, in her book, Other People's Children, writes, "To engage the cultural process takes a very special kind of listening, listening that requires not only open eyes and ears, but open hearts and minds. We do not really see through our eyes or hear through our ears, but through our beliefs. It is not easy, but it is the only way to learn what it might feel like to be someone else and the only way to start the dialogue." Her article on Other People's Children for Harvard Magazine was the single most requested reprint in the magazine's history following its publication. When discussing cultural behavior and cultural responsiveness, there are rules concerning our conversations with one another. Rule number one would be to stay engaged. It's really easy to disengage from the process. Our goal is to translate what we know about culture and how that can and should inform your practices with families, children, and colleagues. The foundation of culturally responsive practice is that culture is not mutually exclusive of instruction and intervention. Culture is no longer taught in a silo. Our thoughts of culture and its impact on families, children, and colleagues should be a parallel conversation. The second rule is speak your truth. When speaking your truth, the thing about your truth is that it's yours, and it is just as important as the truth that others have. The important consideration about speaking your truth is making sure that while culture often brings about a sense of having to be politically correct or having sensitivities about who you are and how that affects your practices, we must remember that each of us has a truth and that we have to allow space for all to experience their truth. The third rule would be to experience discomfort. What are some areas you are struggling with figuring out how to incorporate culture? Is it possible to serve children without having to pay attention to culture? Although uncomfortable, the honesty that you reveal to yourself, allows for everyone to move forward. The fourth rule is to expect and accept non-closure. Expect and accept there may not be an answer to every scenario. Let's identify some important cultural concepts we have discussed until this point. We've identified the differences between diversity, cultural sensitivity or awareness, and cultural competence or responsiveness. Diversity differs in race, ethnicity, language, gender, age, physical abilities, sexual orientation, nationality, religion, education, and all the countless differences among people. An example, the federal government, agencies, and educational entities identify 5 classifications of race: American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Black or African American, Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander, and white. Along with the 5 classifications, there are many ethnicities or combinations of ethnicities: American Indian, Asian, Black, European, Hispanic, and so on. Cultural awareness or sensitivity is an awareness of one's own cultural differences in relation to other cultures, and being able to coexist with that awareness, assigning no judgments or values toward another's culture. Cultural competence or responsiveness goes beyond awareness into action. It is acting in a positive way to understand and communicate with others and function effectively in other cultural contexts. In thinking about the term cultural competence, the word culture is used because it implies the integrated patterns of human behavior. These include thoughts, actions, customs, beliefs, values, and conversing. Culture is not biological. Practitioners cannot identify a family's culture by how the family members look. Instead, each individual learns his culture's rules through daily living. Examples include table manners, interpersonal interactions, roles of family members, and ways of demonstrating respect. It is critically important to remember that although cultures represent patterns of behavior, no cultural group and/or family is homogeneous. There is a great diversity within cultural groups. So, while you must be sensitive to the cultural values of the group, you must also recognize and respect family, children, and colleagues' individual differences. As you think about cultural awareness and cultural sensitivity, you may want to reflect on questions that are included in the class background inventory that has been made available for you. The inventory asks questions about your background, family, and cultural values. This activity will allow you to reflect on your personal values and how these values change over time, shape your experiences, and may vary from that of others, possibly raising conflict. Thank you for joining us on Cultural Diversity. Be sure to join us for our next segment, Cultural Diversity and Families: Considerations for Us All. The Culture of Families Are Changing. Diversity is the one true thing that we all have in common.